Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. And joining me on the line is the Merriwall Magpies Serve Grade Player of the Year, John Whitby. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today? How do you feel, in fact, after receiving that incredible accolade?
Still can't believe it, honestly. It's like a 1 in a million shot of winning it, and can't believe I did, to be honest.
And so then, how did you get alerted that you were the recipient of the award?
So I got a phone call off our president, and he said that he wanted to do a photo shoot for a promotion for next season to get some more players, and he wanted a young up-and-comer to do it. And, so I went down to do that, and when I got to the showground, my mum was there, some friends were there, the president, the secretary, and my coach were there. And Simon and Jane Wormsley was there. And when I got there, they presented me with the award.
Wow. I bet that was just a complete shock. Do you feel completely blindsided by how that went down?
Yeah, I was a bit weird about my mum and dad being there all dressed up. And yeah, it was a bit of a surprise anyway.
And so then, how do you feel your season went for you to have won this award?
I'm only a front rower, so I'm a bit of a meathead, but I just worked hard up the middle and made my runs, made my meters, and tackled, I suppose. That's all you really got to do as a front rower. And yeah, I think like as a team we went really well. Mm. As an individual, I think, yeah, I went okay.
And then I guess on top of that as well, what was the standout game for you through the last campaign?
Probably front up Merriwell. Just worked really hard. Me and the other front row, we just made many meters and just kept on making meters up the field. And yeah, we come away with a fairly good win after a hard first half. And yeah, we go away with a win. It was good.
And so then, what are you hoping to achieve for the next season? You're definitely staying with the Magpies, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be a Magpie till I die. But yeah, we should have won. I think we should have won it this year, but we'll never know. So hopefully we can back up our 2019 Premiership next year.
And what's some of your ambitions, at least as a player?
Just to keep working hard, training, and get as fit as I can, and yeah, do the best for my team, I suppose.
And what were some of the highlights that, I mean, the season being disrupted and all was probably the worst highlight that could ever happen, but what was, I guess, then the top pinnacle moment of your season?
Where I had to work even harder when I got back from up to Queensland. I didn't do any pre-season, so I just had to really work hard at training the first few weeks as I come back as the season already started. So, yeah, that's a bit hard fitness-wise, but, yeah, just pushing hard at training and getting it done.
And so will you make an appearance this pre-season then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for pre-season. Get rid of some of them quarantine kilos, I suppose.
You and me both. Well, John, thank you for your time with me this morning, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.